Radio.
World Youth Day 2013 has now drawn to a close, with the final mass attracting an estimated 3 million young people to Copacabana Beach, Rio de Janeiro. Here is Pope Francis' homily, thanks to Salt and Light Television.
Queridos irmãos e irmãs,
dear brother bishops and priests, dear young friends,
ide e facei discípulos.
Go and make disciples of all nations.
Con esta palabra, Jesús se dirige. With these words, a cada de
Jesus is speaking
dizendo,
to each one of us, saying,
foi bom participar
it was wonderful to take part in World Youth Day, to live the faith together with young people from the four corners of the earth. But now, you must go. Now you must pass on this experience to others. Jesus is calling you to be a disciple with a mission. Today, in the light of the Word of God that we have heard, what is the Lord saying to us? What is the Lord saying? Three words. Go. Do not be afraid, and serve.
Ide.
Go.
Durante estes dias aquí,
during these days here in Rio, you've been able to enjoy the wonderful experience of meeting Jesus, meeting Him together with others, and you have sensed the joy of faith. But the experience of this encounter must not remain locked up in your life or in the small group of your parish, your movement, or your community. It would be like withholding oxygen from a flame that was burning strongly. Faith is a flame that grows stronger the more it is shared and passed on, so that everyone may know, love, and confess Jesus Christ, the Lord of life and history. But careful. Jesus did not say, if you would like to, if you have the time, but go and make disciples of all nations. Sharing the experience of faith, bearing witness to the faith, proclaiming the gospel, this is the command that the Lord entrusts to the whole church, and that includes you. It is a command that is born not from for domination or power, but from the force of love. From the fact that Jesus first came into our midst and gave us not just a part of himself, but the whole of himself. He gave his life in order to save us and to show us the love and mercy of God. Jesus does not treat us like slaves, but as free men and women, as friends, brothers, sisters, and not only does he send us, he accompanies us. He's always beside us in our mission of love. Where does Jesus send us? There are no borders. There are no limits. He sends us to everyone. The gospel is for everyone, not just for some. It is not only for those who seem closer to us, more receptive, more welcoming. It is for everyone. Do not be afraid to go and bring Christ into every area of life, to the fringes of society, even to those who seem farthest away and most indifferent. The Lord seeks all. He wants everyone to feel the warmth of His mercy and His love. in a special way. I would like Christ's command, go, to resonate in you young people from the church in Latin America, engaged in the continental mission promoted by the bishops. Brazil, Latin America, the whole world needs Christ. St. Paul says, woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. This continent has received the proclamation of the gospel, which has marked its history and borne much fruit. Now this proclamation is entrusted also to you, that it may resound with fresh power. The church needs you. Your enthusiasm, your creativity, and the joy that is so characteristic of you. A great apostle of Brazil, Blessed José de Anchieta, set off on the mission when he was only 19 years old. Do you know what is the best instrument for evangelizing the young? Another young person. This is the path to follow.
Sin miedo.
Without fear. Some people think, I have no special preparation. How can I go and proclaim the gospel? My dear friend, your fear is not so very different from that of Jeremiah. A young man like you, when he was called by God to be a prophet, we've just heard his words. Oh, my Lord, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. God says the same thing to you as he said to Jeremiah. Don't be afraid, for I am with you to deliver you. Do not be afraid. When we go to proclaim Christ, it is he himself who goes before us and guides us. When he sent his disciples on mission, he promised, I am always with you. And this is also true for us. Jesus does not leave us alone. He never leaves anyone alone. He always accompanies you. What's more, Jesus did not say, one of you go, but all of you go. We are sent together. Dear young friends, be aware of the companionship of the whole church and also the communion of the saints on this mission. When we face challenges together, then we are strong. We discover resources we did not know we had. Jesus did not call the apostles to live in isolation, but to form a group, a community. I would like to address you, dear priests, come celebrating with me at this Eucharist. You have come to accompany your young people. And this is wonderful to share this experience of faith with them. But it is a stage on a journey.
Solo una etapa en el camino. Por favor,
please, acompañándolos con generosidad, continue accompanying them with generosity and joy.
A comprometerse activamente en la iglesia.
Help them to become actively engaged in the church and never let them feel alone.
A los grupos de pastoral juvenil, a los movimientos y nuevas
comunidades. I would like to thank from my heart the communities, the ecclesial communities that accompany young people. They are creative and formative. Keep going, forge ahead, and do not be afraid. The final word, serve. The opening of the psalm that we proclaimed is Sing to the Lord a New Song. What is this new song? They're not words. It's not a melody. It is the song of your life. It is allowing our life to be identified with that of Jesus. It is sharing his sentiments through his thoughts and his actions. And it is a life of service for others. In our second reading, St. Paul says, I have made myself a slave to all, that I might win the more. In order to proclaim Jesus, Paul made himself a slave to all. Evangelizing means bearing personal witness to the love of God, overcoming our selfishness. It is serving by bending down to wash the feet of our brethren, as Jesus did. Three words. Go without fear to serve.
Siguiendo estas tres palabras, vayan.
Let's hear these three words. Go without fear to serve.
Siguiendo estas tres palabras,
if you follow these three words, you will experience that the one who evangelizes is evangelized. The one who transmits joy of faith receives joy. Dear young friends, as you return to your homes, do not be afraid to be generous with Christ, to bear witness to his gospel. In the first reading, when God sends the prophet Jeremiah, he gives him the power to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow. Bringing the gospel is bringing God's power to build up and break down evil and violence, to destroy and overthrow the barriers of selfishness, intolerance, and hatred, so as to build a new world. Dear young people, Jesus Christ is counting on you. The church is counting on you. The Pope is counting on you. Mary, Mother of Jesus and our Mother, always accompany you with her tenderness. Go and make disciples of all nations.
Radio.org.au